Good morning. Our question today is, can an avel, for example, somebody who had a parent pass away, Rachmana Litzlan, in the past year, can that person go to a se'uda of a bris milah, participate in such a se'uda? So we've seen this week that there are sides to say that when it comes to a bris milah and a se'uda of bris milah, that indeed there is no simcha there or limited simcha, and based on that maybe an avel can attend. On the other hand, we've seen many sources that indeed there is plenty of simcha at a bris milah and a se'uda of bris milah, and accordingly maybe the avel cannot attend. So we're going to see various opinions now on this. The Tosfos in Moed Katan brings in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon, le se'udas bris milah mutar lekanes. An avel indeed can participate in a Su'uda of a bris milah, d'lo chashiva simcha, this is not considered a simcha, and he rivals a proof from a Gemara in Ksubas. We've seen this in the past, that we do not say the bracha of shasimcha bimono at a bris. We do say that at bracha at the sheva brachas, at a chuppah, sheva brachas, because there's tremendous simcha at a wedding and for the sheva brachas. However, we do not say it at a se'uda of a bris, at the bris or the se'uda of the bris, because, and the Gemara explains, there is not simcha. It doesn't say that explicitly. It says because the baby is in sorrow, just at a bris. That's the painful thing. And accordingly, we cannot say this is a simcha b'ma'ono. This is the proper time for a simcha because of the sorrow that that baby is feeling. So that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, that indeed an avel can participate because either there's no simcha or limited simcha at a bris, at the se'uda following the bris. On the other hand, the Ritva says as follows. He disagrees. He does bring the same Gemara, the Gemara that says we don't say shasimcha b'ma'ono, and implicit in that is there's not a simcha, but he disagrees, and he says su'udas simcha u'mitzvah. The whole concept of the su'uda is that it is a simcha. Va'ala simcha kovimosa. It's because of the simcha that we're having the su'uda. That's the whole reason we're having it. But he comes and says that the avil is welcome to attend the mila portion of it, the actual circumcision, but not to the su'uda, because the su'uda is indeed a simcha that the avel should not attend. So in fact, the Beis Yosef brings opinions here and there. He brings opinions both ways. He has an arichus there. He discusses it at length. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he says as follows, in Yoredeya Shimon Shin Sadi Aleph, avel asr b'simcha, and avel cannot have simcha. That doesn't really answer our question. So the Ramah comes and adds on as follows, a su'udas mitzvah, Delespa simcha mutalikanis. But if we have a su'udas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha, so it's a mitzvah, but not doesn't have that aspect of simcha, and avel would be permitted to attend. And the Ramah brings two examples for that. Number one is a pidyon haben. That is a su'udas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha. And also then he says a su'udas bris milah. The su'uda following a bris milah also, he's saying, is a su'udas mitzvah, but it doesn't have simcha. So based on that, the avel would be permitted to attend. But then the Ramah brings v'yesh osrim b'su'udas bris milah. There's a second opinion that says that it is prohibited when it comes to a bris milah, the su'uda of a bris milah, that the avel cannot attend. So in the end of the day, we're seeing this duality again when it comes to the bris milah, the su'uda of the bris milah. Is there simcha or not? We're seeing opinions both ways, and it comes out that if there is indeed simcha at the su'uda, the avel should not attend the su'uda. Can attend the bris beforehand, but not the su'uda. But if there's not simcha, if it's not considered a su'uda of simcha, then the avil would indeed be permitted to attend. Have a wonderful day.